The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
A hearty hello and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in the country's expansive property industry. We're going global on this week's pod. While you're listening to me from MoneyWeb's headquarters in Houghton, Johannesburg, I am on the line with a global guest who's involved in the Romanian property market. Why Romania, you ask? Well, for those of you who don't know, various SA investors, listed property counters like GrowthPoint, and businessmen are investors in the CEE, or Central and Eastern European market. And of course, Romania is part of this burgeoning part of Europe. On the podcast is Victor Capitanu, co-CEO and co-founder of One United Properties. He is a Romanian entrepreneur and former investment banker. One United Properties is listed in that country and is a major player there. Welcome to the Property Pod, Victor.
Thank you very much for the invitation, Suren. It is a pleasure to speak with you.
How's it? It's summer in Europe. How's the weather in Bucharest at the moment?
It's a bit too hot. You know, Bucharest, July, August is hot. It's like, 35, 40 degrees.
Wow.
You wish to go to South Africa, I think, these days.
Oh, that's really hot. I didn't realize it gets as hot as maybe Spain and parts of Italy. But thanks again for the opportunity. Victor, your media guys contacted us and tried to persuade us to have you on the podcast. And I said, okay, this sounds interesting. It's always nice when somebody requests to be on a pod, especially when it's a global player. But why invest in Romania on the real estate front and why Bucharest?
Romania today is an emerging market, and it is the largest emerging opportunity in Europe. Being a country with 20 million people, this year the economy will reach 350 billion euro GDP. So it is sizable, and most of the Europe is already developed. Development, there are just few countries, Romania is one of them. And also it is the fastest growing economy in Europe these days from the sizable economies. And Bucharest, where I sit today, the capital of Romania, is the sixth largest capital city in Europe, with 3 million people and 100 billion euro GDP expected for this year. So, because of the size, because of the moment in development and the opportunities in the country, I think Romania is one of the most exciting places to invest today in Europe and probably also in the world.
Some interesting insight there. Sixth largest city. I never would have known that, even though I got to travel there last year. It is a beautiful city and there's a lot happening. You can feel the energy that things are happening. Victor, tell us about your company, One United Properties, rather. Just maybe share some history, background, and scale, so forth. As I mentioned, it is listed on the stock exchange there.
So One United Properties is a company that I co-founded with my partner, Andrei Diaconescu, around 15 years ago. We listed on the Bucharest Stock Exchange in July 2021. We are now for 3 years on the Bucharest Stock Exchange. We raised equity on the stock exchange in the IPO in July 21, in a secondary in August 22, and we are raising again in September this year. After September this year, we would have raised a total of 175 million euro from the stock exchange in equity for development. Opportunity of investment is quite big because our return on equity is more than 30% compounded per year, which is significant for anywhere around the world. So it's a pity to miss this opportunity, and that's why we raised this capital. In terms of scale, our company last year exceeded 300 million euro revenues and almost 110 million euro gross profit and more than 90 million euro net profit. In terms of scope, our company is mostly focused on residential. We started as a high-end residential developer, but slowly, slowly we moved towards mixed-use developments and towards medium to high income and medium income. So today we are targeting basically all the buyers of apartments from middle income up to very high income. And on top of this, we develop also rental properties, office buildings and commercial, just in Bucharest, in excellent locations, only LEED Platinum rated, only highly efficient, highly qualitative buildings in the best locations in the city. So this way we managed to build over the last 5 years a rental portfolio of around 140,000 square meters GLA that will produce this year around 30 million euro net rents. And this portfolio is the newest in the market and the most qualitatively, most of it being delivered after COVID-19. In terms of, also in terms of scale, I wanted to say that at the end of last year, we had under construction almost 900,000 square meters, 887 something square meters under construction on 14 construction sites. And we had more than 21,400 people working on those sites. So this just to understand the size of the business also in square meters, not only in euro, because as you know, the price in euro per square meters in Romania is rather low compared to Europe. So I think square meters gives also a better flavor of the size.
Well, thanks for those insights. Several South African companies, as I mentioned in my intro, and entrepreneurs have invested in Romania over the recent years as they increase their offshore exposure. Why did you want to be on the Property Pod? Are you targeting South African investors?
Look, I see a lot of South African investors that were very successful in Romania and around. So I was thinking this is a good idea to raise awareness about our company and also more awareness about Romania. We don't have any plan like a secondary listing or anything similar for the short to medium term. But I think it would be interesting for us to grow awareness in South Africa about One United Properties.
So in terms of scale, you talk about being listed on the Bucharest Stock Exchange, but is there a REIT structure in Romania at the moment, and just out of interest?
Yes, today there is no REIT structure, but it's very advanced with the Parliament of Romania. So hopefully this year the law will be approved. So from next year, anybody that wants to establish a REIT in Romania will be able to do so. And of course, if legislation will pass, we'll be one of the first companies to register a REIT in the country.
And just for some clarity, at the moment, do you or don't you have any investors or interest from South Africa or South African either funds or other investors?
Of course, I don't know exactly all the shareholders of the company, but from all the information I have, I don't have any shareholder from South Africa. And the direct investor or partner from South Africa, we don't have. So for the time being, maybe we are the only sizable real estate company in Romania that does not have South African investors.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on it, especially after being on this pod. But what are the group's plans around residential in terms of expansion? You talked about all the sites, but maybe you want to give us further insight into this. And, you know, some insight into the residential property market there, because Romania is somewhat growing off a low base, one could argue, compared to Western Europe.
Yes, this is correct what you say. It is growing from a low base, but this gives a lot of opportunity ahead. Every year, there are sold around 45,000 units in Bucharest alone, which is the market we are operating. We ourselves sold last year around 1,000 units, in total 275 million euro of apartments. And today we have under construction around 4,300 units, from middle class to medium to high income, to high and very high income. So basically this is more or less the size of the market and what we are targeting.
Is One United Properties only invested in Romania? And following on from that, if it isn't or is looking, does it have expansion plans for the broader CEE market, Victor?
Look, we have been looking for the recent years, especially after we listed the company. But for the time being, opportunity in Bucharest and Romania is too important to ignore it and look to other markets. We are present actually mostly only in Bucharest today. We have also construction site development in Mamaia, which is Constanța, the second largest city in Romania. But mostly it is focused on Bucharest because Bucharest is much bigger than all other cities in Romania. It has concentrated here around one third of the economy. So for us, the focus is here. The margins are here, and for the short term opportunities here. Medium to long term, of course, we are open minded to look also to other regions, either in Romania or around Romania.
Victor, before you go, any final comments for us?
I'm very happy that you visited Bucharest and Romania. So you know from the first hand how the city looks and how it develops. And, you know, it would be great to have more investors from your country active in Romania and in Bucharest.
Victor, thanks so much for your time. That was Victor Capitano, co-CEO and co-founder of Romanian-based One United Properties.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.